You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
Our reading is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 12, verse 28. The first commandment. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all our heart, with all our understanding, and with all our strength. And to love one's neighbor as oneself. This much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question. So, we are continuing with our sermon series on care. Kasi nga, year of care, ang ating 2018. So, last week, ano ang sermon last week? Being selfish. Wow. Si Ate Mara ang nakaalala. Title, ano, word for word. Kamusta naman, Jonas? Nakikinig ka ba ng mga, ano, sermon ng lola mo? Grabe. Wala nang presence, wala pang pakikinig. So, yeah. Loving oneself without being selfish. And we heard that, you know, loving others starts with the love for self. L-O plus L-O equals L-G. Umaya, explain natin. It starts with the love of self. You know, you cannot give what you do not have. You know, and you cannot create outside of you if you don't create it first inside of you. At may tanong nga, last week, di ba? Tanongin ko mga taga-FEU. Where do you see me now? Saan niyo ako nakikita ngayon? Where do you see me? Saan niyo ako nakikita? Sa harapan. Sa harapan. Sure? Sigurado? Final answer?
Call a friend.
Call a friend? Sa harapan, wrong. Wrong. Ano yung sabi ko na? The light, you know, you see the light. The light that reflects me, goes into your eyes, goes into your brain. So where do you see me?
Inside
of you. I'm inside of you.
I hate the thought. Scratch that photo.
Diba? That is one of the most fundamental lesson or wisdom from the East, from Buddhist and Hindu wisdom. No? And it's scientific. When you hear me inside of you. When you feel the touch of someone, that happens inside of you. Everything, how you experience the world, happens inside of you. Everything happens inside of you. And so, you cannot experience love. You can only experience love if you experience it inside of you. And it will only, and that's that thing, when it happens inside of you, then you can create it outside of you. So, yan ang one of the lessons last week. Gusto nyo balikan na sa Facebook namin, pwede nyo pakinggan ulit. So today naman ay, kasi yung equation natin is LO plus LO equals LG. So dun tayo sa isang LO ngayon. Loving others ethically. That's our lesson for today, our preaching for today. Our commandment to love and care for others. Yan ang commandment sa atin. From the Old Testament to the New Testament to the Christian era, love others. Love others. What we read is everything, what we have just read, no? Yung ating gospel for today, inarticulate ni Jesus Christ yung what, may nagtanong sa kanya, what is the greatest commandment? Or what is the first commandment according to Mark? No? According to the writings of Mark. And Jesus answered, love God is the first commandment. Ang pagkakasulat pa nga sa kanya yung Shema, the Apostles' Creed ng mga Hudyo. No? Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one, the Lord is God. And love God with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And the second commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. Ito lang ang kailangan natin maintindihan. If you don't want to complicate life, everything you need to know is just these two. Everything is commentary. Everything is mema. If the Bible is to be summarized, it is summarized in these two. Ngayon, kung gusto nyo mas paikliin pa, punta kayo sa John 15. This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. You should also love one another. So, mas maikli pa, pero mas mahirap yung love one another as I have loved you. So, everything else is commentary. All you have to know is these two commandments. To love our neighbor or fellow human being is equated with the love for self, because as it has been said over and over again, pakisara yung pinto. You cannot love and you cannot care for another if you do not love for yourself first. Because the lens by which you are able to see the other person is the lens of your life, your self-view, and your inner health. You are also able to see that other people are not in your life. Ito yun, liting ko. You must be able to see also that the people in your life is not there to fulfill your needs. When you are strong enough to your core, that you are enough. You must realize that you are enough and that you do not need anyone else for personal love, joy, and peace. The irony that I have kept on saying before, the person who do not love themselves seeks out love. Seeks out love. Seeks out validation and attention in others in a needy way. A sense of attachment and possession. That is not only with persons, it is even transposed to ministry, advocacy, activism, or even getting a degree. When people tend to see this good, to see these good things and much needed work in the world as a sense of validation, love, and attention. Ano ibig sabihin? Minsan hindi lang tao ang hinahanap natin sa pagmamahal. Minsan meron yan sa mga simbahan, sa mga organizations, at part ito ng sermon last week na ang pagmamahal at ang validation at sense of self ay hinahanap sa advokasya, sa simbahan, o sa ibang lugar. Then, they tend to do harm or abuse to other people or harm to themselves because they don't have self-love. Madalas, when we seek love, either person yan or organization yan or whatever, when it comes from a place of being needy, from a place of not feeling validated, oftentimes it becomes harmful in a relationship. Nakalimutan ko tanungin ang si Kuya Mike kung pwede kong ikwento to eh. Pwede. Pwede naman. Hindi mo pa alam pero pwede. Okay, sige. So si Kuya Mike, mas matagal pa siya sa akin sa MCC. Ninang ko siya actually sa MCC. And I've observed him grow. You know, from a place before where he always felt, he always tried to seek love somewhere else, to someone else. Diba? Meron pa yan, pumunta ng bar. Nakakuha kasi siya ng, ano yung 100,000 na back pay ba yun? Redundancy pay. So, yung ginawa ni Lola mo, pumunta sa bar for him to feel loved and validated. Nag-table siya ng maraming ilan yon? Ilang macho dancer? Apat. If hindi nyo pa kayo nakakapunta sa gay bar, mahal. Sa gay bar, mahal as in. Mahal. Kahit hindi ka nga mag-table eh, yung beer lang na isa, mahal. No? So, apat. Ang tinable ni Kuya. Because he was trying to find love and intimacy and validation from somewhere else. That was before that time. But he came to that point in his life that he felt already that you are enough and that you are loved. So, and yun nga, yung sinasabi ko doon na oftentimes when we have that, it becomes harmful to ourselves and sometimes to others when it comes from a place of need and attachment. The command we have received is to love for others in concrete ways of care that is reflected in our lives. The equation cannot be broken in separate parts. Hindi pwedeng, yung equation nating LO plus LO equals LG, hindi siya pwedeng i-break apart yung equation. Ano ba equation na yun? LO, love others, plus LO, love oneself, equals the love of God. Maya, explain ko pa yan. Hindi mo pwedeng i-take apart yun. So, the way that we care for others is only done because it is a reflection of ourselves, of our lives. This is the commandment. This commandment was not simply given to individuals for individuals. The covenant was given to the whole of Israel. Ang sakit nating mga Kristiyano is palagi nating hindi naman masama yan. Pero ang naging masama lang kasi parang yun na lang siya palagi. No? Na pag binasa natin yung Bible, it is always just about ourselves. Pag binasa, ay, si Lord, kinakausap ako. Hindi, sinasabi, again, hindi ko sinasabi masama yan. Pero, naging collective thinking na ng mga Kristiyano is that it is always an individual thing. No? But if you read the scriptures and you pray every day, sabi nga ng prof ko, it is always addressed to the people, to the nation, to the tribe. So, to the whole people, transposing that to our Christian heritage in reality, we are commanded as a whole to love and care for the whole. For the whole. Kaya nga kanina, yung prayer natin, we also pray for people beyond this community. To love our neighbor as ourselves. If we got lucky to be born and live into a life of privilege, as most of us are, or all of us are, palagi ko nga sinasabi, this is a middle-class church. This church, Open Table. And many churches. If you have been privileged, if you have been born into a privileged life, no? Life na walang poverty, walang struggle, or perhaps, naka-alpas ka. Meron din naman kasi yung mga naka-alpas, naka-alis sa life of poverty. The command to love others asks us the question, can you really be comfortable and at peace with yourself knowing that there is suffering, poverty, and oppression in so many places? So yun din yung implication nung ano eh, nung question eh, nung equation eh. To love others, if medyo iibahin mo yung question, or gagawin mo siyang question, can you really be in comfort and at peace while others are suffering poverty and oppression? Knowing that there are people who do not have roof over their head, children in the streets who are homeless, sick and vulnerable towards abuse, knowing that there are people dying in the hospitals because of having no money for medical treatment, knowing that people are being killed for who they are, what they believe, or for the color of their skin, where is the love we are commanded to do? Now, don't get me wrong. We are not setting ourselves to save the world in just one big action. But neither are we left to wallow in our apathetic middle-class lives. No? Hindi naman tayo inaano na, ikaw si Superman, save the world. Hindi naman, wala namang may kaya niyan. Pero hindi rin sinasabing, neither are you allowed to simply be comfortable in your middle-class life. I reiterate the part that we are not the Messiah. Marami kasing Kristiyano, ganun eh. Messianic ang, ano. Talagang ililigtas kita sa dagat-dagat ang apoy, kapati. Tinanggap mo na ba si Jesus Christ bilang Lord and Savior? Diba? We are not Jesus Christ, and therefore we should not think and act in a way that assume the role of Jesus and God. But neither are we exempted to do and exert effort to do kindness, to do justice in the world, as Micah 6:8, the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8 tells us. So let me address Messianic complex, as part of the ethical care for others and ethical care for ourselves. By some way, manner, or mysterious way, redundant, by some mysterious way and manner, indeed people come together to help, to support, and to save people in need. No, nakaranas na ba kayo ng, naka-experience na ba kayo ng, ako nung, ano ba to, grade 5 ba ako niya? Grade 5 or grade 4, nag-start akong mag-uwian ng school. No, from Mandaluyong to Cainta. Parang ito yung second time kong mag-commute pa uwi. Tapos kulang ako ng piso sa pamasahe. Bata pa ako, so takot na takot akong paano ko uwi. Kulang ako ng piso ng pamasahe. Ang minimum fare pa noon ay 6 pesos. 6 pesos. Ay, no, 4. 4 pesos. 4 pesos ang minimum fare nun. At ang pamasahe ko to Kainta is about 8 pesos. 8, 9 pesos. Kulang ako ng piso. Tapos, hanap ako, baka may mapulot akong piso sa kalsada hanggang saan. Tapos, nag-iisip na ako paano ako magwa 1, 2, 3 sa, ano, sa jeep and all that. Sabi ko, magwa 1, 2, 3 na lang ako. Kasi wala talaga akong nahanap hanggang sumakay ako ng jeep. Pag upo ko ng jeep na ganyan, lo and behold, piso. Oh Lord, sakto talaga ang pagbigay. Sabi kong ganyan. Hindi ko hindi man lang ginawa 5 piso. Eh, piso lang kailangan ko eh, di ba? So by some mysterious way, people come together, things happen so that certain things might help certain people. Certain things. So, we have to realize that God chooses to use various peoples and situations to save, to guide, and help people. For example, people living with HIV. Common to sa mga caseworkers and HIV advocates. Caseworkers and counselors will do everything that they can do for a client. But no matter what they do, there will be times that they will fall short. There will be times that the client himself or herself, because of depression, will do things that will harm them. Or there will be times that the client under our charge, under the charge of the advocate, will die. Just like what happened last week. Na talagang mamamatayan ka ng HIV client. We have to accept the part that we are only participating in the saving grace of God. We are only participating in the saving grace of God. And despite in some instances, we won't be able to attend to every person in need. We won't be able to save everyone. And it is not our fault. It is not our fault. We are not accountable for the life of the other person, knowing that we did what we can, and more importantly, that God uses others to save people. And even if people die, we don't want people to die, but having the knowledge or the wisdom that even if they die, as Apostle Paul tells us in Romans, who can separate us from the love of God through Jesus Christ? Not the powers of this world, not even death can separate us from the love of God. God, through Jesus Christ, will always be there. But we are not Jesus. We are only participating in the work of Jesus. Part of caring for others is to tell them. Second point. Part of caring for others is to tell them, show them, and help them to hear and realize things that they don't want to hear and see. Kasi ito, ang lesson natin, caring for others. So, one other thing about caring for others is to tell them the things that they don't want to hear. Sa mga Bex pa nga, di ba? Na minsan ako, I'm having a hard time with this. Ang tunay daw na friend ay yung friend na aalaskahin ka. Di ba? Mahilig ang mga Bex dyan eh, yung magwarlahan na hindi naman talaga nagwawarlahan. Di ba? Dautan, nagdadautan. Di ba? So minsan, like in this church, struggle din yan ng church na to kasi hindi lahat ng not all gays are the same. So may mga gays din na hindi feel ang pandadaot. Diba? So struggle din yan dito. But siguro there's wisdom nga doon na to care for others is to let them know the hardest things that they cannot accept. The hardest things that they cannot or they do not want to hear. Even to speak the truth even when it hurts. Lalo na sa umaawra sa'yo na hindi mo bet. Diba? Minsan hirap, lalo sa Pilipino, common sa Pilipino yung non-confrontational, therefore, diba, I will not tell it to you directly na hindi kita bet. Or sa mga magjojowa, may mga instances na si jowa ayaw na pala sa'yo, iniwan ka sa ere with no explanation why. At ikaw naman tanong ka ng tanong sa sarili mo, ano bang mali, ano bang ginawa ko? Because si Jowa, only because si Jowa, hindi kayang harapin ang pagsabi ng truth. To care for others is to tell them the truth even when it hurts. To challenge each other to be better versions of ourselves. To challenge the poor and the oppressed to abandon the idea that they are powerless. To tell one another our unloving ways. Ang hirap niyan pag sabihin mo sa friend mo, te, ugali mo, tsaka na. Diba? But for to care for others is to tell one another our unloving ways. To tell our partners as honest and as clear as possible our struggles, our hopes, and our dreams, and even the darkest part of ourselves. Kasi maski sa magjojowa, struggle ang honesty. Struggle ang honesty. At the same time, to tell the partner, ayan, tingnan eh. If you read scriptures, Jesus spoke truth to power because of love and care for everyone, particularly to the poor who needed to hear the good news, and to the powerful who needed to be disturbed. Calling their attention back, sa reading natin, calling their attention back to the equation of spirituality, that is to love others as we love ourselves, is the way to love God. Certainly, tenderness and gentleness is needed in our acts of love and care. Hindi naman always tough love. We also need tenderness and gentleness and empathy and solidarity and intimate connection. We need that. Given na yan. However, in the actual work for justice rooted in love, love needs to be tough and to be courageous. To solve the equation, needs as much tenderness as it needs toughness. After all, Paul tells us that love does not delight in evil and that love forgives, both of which requires a whole lot of courage and toughness to practice in our lives. Kasi yung dalawang pinakamahirap eh. Love does not condone evil and love forgives. Actually, parang contradicting nga yung dalawa sa isa't isa, di ba? It does not condone evil, but then again, it forgives. And napakahirap niya. Kasi minsan, pag mahal na mahal mo talaga, kahit mali na ang ginagawa, carry pa din. Diba? Carry pa din. Pero ganun din, pag sinaktan ka ng bonggang-bongga, hindi mo na kayang patawarin. So it really takes a lot of courage and toughness to practice care in this way. To love and be in solidarity with the most vulnerable in society is tough love. Tough love. Kahit ang part ng seminary training namin is to go to be in immersion Pupunta kami sa may depressed area sa may Bacoor, o yung nagpunta nga kami sa mga lumad sa Mindanao. Mahirap. Mahirap. People in seminary get may period of broken, yung a broken spirit. When you are suddenly in a short period of time, makipamuhay ka sa buhay ng maralita at ng magsasaka. So it is tough to be in solidarity with the most vulnerable. To eat what they eat, to drink what they drink, to sleep where they sleep for several weeks is tough love to fulfill. To go to the communities of the poor, indigenous, or to go to labor unions on strike because of unfair labor practices of a company, that is tough love. To actually go to a rally and be part of a progressive collective and fight for civil and human rights is tough love. Lahat ng masasabi mong labor practices ngayon na may rest day, 8 hours, 8 hours work day, sick leave, vacation leave, civil rights movement yan sa America, sa Europe, and people died fighting for these very rights. It is tough love. It is a way of care. To confront our loves and to be confronted by our love is tough love. Lastly, to care for others is to also distance ourselves. Sometimes, ang tunay na care is actually to not really care, but to distance yourself. To distance ourselves from particular persons, situations, and groups. Sometimes to love and to care means to put distance and to set appropriate and healthy boundaries for ourselves and for others. When our care for others becomes disempowering, we have to distance ourselves. Or perhaps distance is not the proper word. Hindi ako actually sure kung anong tamang word. The idea is that our care and love for others does not create a dependency relationship and tokenism. You know, sabi ko nga sa mga kinakasal ko, pag may mga kinakasal ako, one of the things that I tell them is that they need space to grow. Couples need space to grow. Because when they grow individually, only then will they grow in their relationship, in their unity. Our care and love should not come from a place, or our care and love should come from a place of mutual and complemental empowerment and growth, not codependency, not from need, not from attachment. After all, I have already repeated many times that attachment and neediness is a sign that you are not resolved with loving yourself. True love comes from a place of safe spaces and safe distances of mutual care. True love is also a tough one and will pressure you, ang tunay na pagmamahal, will pressure you to grow and to be a better version of yourself and not to turn to your worst. It is easier to love God because oftentimes, especially with Christians, we use God as a lazy excuse to perpetuate self-centeredness. Kaya nga, personal relationship with God. Palaging personal relationship with God. Loving others as we love ourselves forces us to confront ourselves for self-love and forces us to love others who themselves are often difficult to love and care for. but the commandment we have received and the way of all of human life is to love, to care for others as we care for ourselves. This is the equation of loving God. And I end with a reading from the first letter of John. For those who do not love their sisters and brothers whom they have seen, whom they can touch, whom they can, you know, in real ways. For those who do not love their sisters and brothers whom they have seen, cannot love God whom they have not seen. And so we go back to our equation. LO plus LO equals LG. The only way that you are able to love God is if you love others as you love yourself. No other way. There is no such thing as a personal relationship with God. Your relationship with God is your relationship with everyone, especially the most vulnerable of people. Because in Matthew, it tells us, if you have done this to the least of these, you have done it to me. And we all say, Amen.